So something happened that is perceived as a threat. Now that's different than is a threat, right? Perceived as a threat. So something happens that is perceived as a threat. Instantly, a woman experiences tension. It's like, there's this, it's hard to demonstrate, but it's there. It's just right there. Boom, just tension. And the hormones start flooding, and we start acting. And we will keep taking action until we perceive that the threat has been neutralized. The calibration of this is set way too high. We're way too sensitive. We have the same sensitivity that we had when there was a tiger around every corner. We really do. We have this enormous sensitivity. We react hugely. And we'll keep reacting until we perceive that the threat has either been neutralized or the threat has gone away or we've gotten far enough away from the threat. But even getting far enough away from the threat, we're still going to have tension that the threat still exists. We just got away. So the actions that I'm just going to describe in this part of the puzzle, they're not conscious. In fact, this whole side of the puzzle is not conscious. Multitasking is not conscious. We don't choose it. Berry markers, giving you the berry markers, telling you the time and place and everything, that's not conscious. We don't choose it. Worrying about Del Monte or Contadina, that's not conscious. We don't choose it. Really, all of this, getting so upset if the process isn't followed, even if you produce the exact same result, it's not conscious. None of this is conscious. So I'm going to tell you some really ugly, ugly things that women do that hurt. They're very hurtful. Not conscious. We didn't choose to do them. Now, does that mean we're not responsible for having done them? I don't think so. I think we need to be responsible for having done them. Until we're responsible for cave woman, we just are cave woman. But I just want you to know there's nothing malicious in it. The first puzzle piece is that being physically smaller and weaker makes women, what's the word? Dependent. Makes us dependent. We love that, right, ladies? No. We hate it. We absolutely hate it. And this is one of the things that really throws women off these days, because instinct is, you know, cave woman, right? Instinct is cave woman saying there's a tiger around every bend. I'm dependent upon those who are physically bigger and stronger to protect me. So I need people who are bigger than stronger than me. I need a provider. I need a protector. I need these people to take care of me all the time. And our rational brain is saying, I have a master's degree. I do taekwondo. I have $60,000 in credit. I own my own home. I have a job. I can drive. I've had the vote for almost 100 years. And right, like rationally, like, no, I'm self-sufficient and independent. But all our instincts are still telling us we're dependent. And it causes this push-me-pull-you in relationship. I need one of you, and then I'm going to prove I don't need one of you. You know, I got to get a man to prove I don't need him. Yeah, you can relate to it, right? And what it has us look for in men, what this dependency has us look for in men, instinct has us look for a provider and protector. So we instinct, this is not conscious, this is not rational. Instinct has us evaluate potential mates and allies from the standpoint of, would he be a good provider and protector? Would he be a good provider and protector? And what makes a man a good provider and protector from cavewoman's point of view is you're bigger than me, you're stronger than me, and you have more resources. And these are the things that women ask about. I have this great guy, I want to set you up with him. How tall is he? I want you to meet somebody, he's wonderful. What does he do for a living? Translation, how many resources does he have? Is he going to be able to provide for me and protect me? But then if you talk to a woman rationally, she's like, I don't need to be provided for. I don't need to be protected. I've got mace. You know, or if a man and woman are in a relationship and she's saying, you know, let's get married. And he says, we can't get married yet. I can't possibly provide for you. She says, what? I have a job? Like he's even saying, no, to get married means I'm ready to provide for you. And she's saying, but you don't have to provide for me. But she's already evaluated him based on being a provider. It's crazy. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. That what we think in rationally and what our instincts are telling us to look for, they're completely at odds. Completely at odds. And there's no enough switch. There's nothing that turns it off. There isn't a point where a woman says, okay, I have $1 million. I no longer need a man with resources. No. Instinct is saying, I have $1 million. He should have 1.2. Or what would be the point of being with him? So we can be surrounded by this incredible abundance, and instinct is still saying, gather, gather, gather. Hunt, 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 you know, as if our lives depend on it. Can you see it? Can you see how it works that way? So there's no enough.